General Patton has said that wars are fought with weapons, but they are won by men. Our goal is to create the greatest army in history, but every army begins with one man. He will be the first in a new breed of super soldier.
The year is 1941. As storm clouds of war gather, American scientists secretly inoculate a scrawny young man, a weakling too sickly for military service, with a serum that they hope will give him great strength.
Shut it down!
Kill the reactor, Mr. Stark! Turn it off! Kill it! Kill the reactors!
No! Don't! I can do this!
The experiment succeeds, turning skinny Steve Rogers into muscular and powerful Captain America.
How'd you feel?
Taller.
It turns out that Nazi German scientists, led by the villain known as Red Skull, have developed their own super soldier serum, and it's up to Captain America to stop their evil plot that could change the course of the war. Chris Evans stars as the title character, and his toned, muscular physique would be the envy of any bodybuilder. But instead of using a skinny actor as a body double, thanks to digital special effects, Evans also plays the 90-pound weakling version of his character.
If you've seen pictures of me as a child, it's not too dissimilar to the way I looked in the film. I mean, everyone's like, is it strange seeing yourself as a 90? I'm like, no, that's what I looked like until I was like 17. So understanding what it feels like to be small and slight wasn't too difficult.
Why me? Because the weak man knows the value of strength, knows the value of power.
The early stuff, the skinny stuff, is when the audience hopefully will fall in love with the character. You know, if you like the guy then, you hope in the last frame of the film you still see the skinny guy. So I really kind of felt adamant about making sure that this was my performance. This wasn't something I wanted to share.
What made you so special?
Nothing. I'm just a kid from Brooklyn.
Captain America is directed by Joe Johnston, who insists that despite the title and patriotic origins, Captain America is not about politics or nationalism. He says it's the story of an individual finding his own path to success on and off the battlefield.
I think that Steve Rogers just has an innocence about him and this determination that is probably the most American thing about him. It's not a propaganda tool, and we're not waving the flag or anything. It's about this guy who just wants to do the right thing, and I think that sort of runs throughout the tone of the picture.
In something of a tradition for a comic book superhero, Captain America is also trying to win the heart of a beautiful woman. She is British intelligence agent Peggy Carter, played by Hayley Atwell.
She's a completely capable woman, and it meant that her relationship with Steve was based on kind of equality. I think they were kind of kindred spirits. She'd had her own struggles getting to where she was being a woman, and he had obviously had his own struggles as well.
Do you have something against running away?
You start running, they'll never let you stop.
The title Captain America, the First Avenger, gives a clue where the character is heading. Next year, he joins up with a team of fellow Marvel Comics superheroes for a sequel, an action-adventure titled The Avengers. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.